Yeah, g'day. It's Damien calling. I picked up my blue GC8 yesterday. Yep. Just got a question about it. When I drove it home, it just felt a bit flat over about 3,000 revs, 3,000 or 4,000 revs. So I don't know whether that was just the heat or not. But the other thing I noticed too was that I gave it a few little squirts, and then I checked the water spray, and there's no evidence of the sprayer working. There was no water anywhere. There's heaps of water in the washer bottle, but normally you'll see a bit of residue around the intercooler or up in the scoop, or even at the end of the spray nozzle. But I didn't notice anything coming out. Like, I've touched it and everything, there's no water there. So I'm just wondering, was that unit removed and put back in as part of the job, or is there anything I can check maybe and just see whether I can re- Yeah. Yeah, maybe. No. So it was an after, like, basically there's two motors on the bottom of the bottle, and one connects to the software, so that when you hit about one bar boost, I think it kicks in. And it's individual, but the washer itself works, the wipers work, and the sprays there work, and they're all good. But yeah, just sort of like, it had that initial bit of torque, and then it just flattened right out. And I thought I'll let it cool down. I drove it last night when it cooled down a bit, and it was still sort of the same. So I might take it for another drive tonight, but I'll try those connectors. But I was just wondering if there's anything else I need to maybe just have a quick look at to see whether that's Yep. Yep. You said coolant went everywhere. I'm just wondering whether maybe if I get some inox or something on the connectors as well. Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Okay. Yep. Yep. Oh, look, what I'll do is I'll let, because obviously it's gonna be a bit cooler tonight. I'll take it for a drive tonight and just see how it runs, and I'll fiddle around with those connectors. But yeah, it was just, I just said, oh, it's just not sort of accelerating quite the same as it. Like, it normally has that torque at the start, and then the boost kicks in, and then it pulls a little bit less because it kicks in pretty quick. But it was just flat. But I just wonder whether it was just a bit of heat soak or something like that. Don't know. But yeah. Yep. Yep. Is that a visual thing? Can I see that if it's happened or? Okay. No, I did notice the wastegate. Like, it sounded good, but the wastegate was a bit louder than it normally is. But that's obviously when you release, like, it's releasing it at a boost. Yeah, the blow-off valve. Yeah, it sounded great. I just never really noticed it before. When I started driving at home, I went, oh, I can definitely hear it now. So I don't know if that's changed, but it sounds fine. It's just I've never sort of heard it like that before, so. Oh. Right, okay. I don't know that. No. I'm not at home at the moment either, so I can't go and look. But I just thought I'd ring you because I thought this might be something I can quickly check and adjust, or. Yeah. No, that's cool. Okay, no worries. All right, I'll just sort of let you know. Thanks for that, and I'll check it tonight and see what I can. I didn't give the brakes a good working because I was in traffic, but they do feel a bit bitier. They're a little bit squeaky, I noticed, but which is sort of part and parcel. But I haven't given them a good hammering just to feel that difference yet. So well, that's So, but anyway, look, I'll check it out tonight and I'll let you know. All right, thanks for that. See ya.